Good morning.
Yeah, looks like it's on the right one. Okay. Seems to be recording. Pardon me for tapping the microphone, but it's the only way I can tell. So, the heck day is it? It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, the 26th of November, 10:05 a.m., 28 degrees. No, that's not right. It's like 38 degrees. Well, the official temperature is 32. The temperature outside my back door was 38. It's feeling more like 35. Unless you're standing in the sun. And the sun has just broken through. I delayed this morning's walk because when I got up, it was snow covered. Everything was covered in snow. Not a lot of snow, just enough. And every once in a while, I'll come across a spot in the sidewalk where the snow hasn't melted and it's ice underneath. So I knew it was ugly because I made an early running run to the grocery store to get that out of the way, to get the last minute fixings for tomorrow's festive dinner and some snackies for the wife and kids. So, yeah, I was out driving in it, and the car was having trouble, so I figured, no, I'm going to wait for a while and see if it burns off, and it did. And I'm walking on a perfectly dry sidewalk at the moment. Sun is shining on my face. It's shining on my legs. It's quite delightful. There's a lot of clouds around still. Puffy cumulus clouds with lots of areas of blue sky in between. So it's gorgeous morning, gorgeous. And I'm glad I came out, I'm glad I waited, and then I'm glad I bit the bullet and said, oh, well, it's late, but I'm going anyway. Because just between you and me and the hole in the wall, I notice the days I don't walk. Not just from the perspective of not getting a podcast out, not walking, not taking the time to walk. Yikes. It's one of those icy patches. Holy crap. Skating along. But it carries over onto the rest of the day. I don't have the energy for the rest of the day. I don't have the focus for the rest of the day. I've noticed it because of the breaking of the walk cycle. And I was doing great while I was walking. And when I don't walk, I'm not doing so great in terms of productivity. I still have to finish the markup for DoubleShare. With any luck, in theory, I could get that done today if I set my Pomodoro and my mind to it. Having done so well getting it marked up, I sort of slacked off the last few days. One of the problems was that I got sick. And I'm making an excuse here, but I really felt like I was coming down with the flu. Body ache, stomach crampy ache. It wasn't nice. More ice. Step down and walk in the street. Yeah, it's better. The sidewalk is shaded. I'm sure it'll be melted as soon as the sun comes around another 2 hours. The sun will be shining directly down on this piece of sidewalk. It'll probably be dry in 3 hours. But right at the moment, it's pretty slippery underfoot. Leaf blower. Leaf blowers. Dueling leaf blowers. Yay. This is Wednesday. I want it to be Saturday. My brain thinks it's Saturday. Because there's no school today. I didn't have to take a kid to school. There was no work, of course. So my brain wants this to be Saturday. Turned east. I'm getting some distance between me and those hummingbirds back there. So yeah, I notice when I don't walk, it carries over through the rest of the day. So there's just that much more incentive for me to try to get out and do it. And I'm going to try to gear up. I've asked for some long johns. I may invest in a pair of ski pants. So that, and I've got fleece hoods, and if I look around, I probably have mittens instead of gloves. My mittens are much warmer to wear. But if I can extend my walk zone to 10 degrees and higher, instead of 20 degrees and higher, I'll be that many more days I can walk. There won't be that many days below 10 degrees. So then it's only a matter of, am I well enough to walk, and is the road condition sufficient for me to risk my legs on? My therapist keeps recommending yak tracks, and I think I'll probably get a pair from Eastern Mountain Sports, or I should go look at Sports Authority, it's right around the corner here. But for walking on ice, apparently they're quite good. Chains for your boots. I have to think about it. We'll see how many days there are. Remember, this is near desert, so we don't get that much precipitation. And in the winter in particular, we have a few days where it snows. We have a few days, only a few days, where it's icy. Now the problem is it gets icy when people walk on it, pack it down with their feet, and then it freezes overnight. That's a bit tragic. Anyway, I'm walking in the street again because I'm walking in the shade. What do I think about today? Mostly I'm thinking about trying to get back on track. I've been sort of off the last few days. I had a very good session with my therapist on Monday. But then the day got out of my hand because I had so many errands to do, so much running around, that afterwards, before, I had to take the kid to school, and after, I didn't have time to do anything. Barely had time to pee. It was a very busy day. Trying to get shopping, trying to, you know, do the taxi thing with the kid, back and forth to school. It was an early release day. So Monday was a mess. Yesterday was cold. And blowing, and wet, and horrible. In honesty, probably at this time in the morning, it might have been above 20. But the wind chill was just amazing. We all huddled in the basement. So, yeah, made chicken. Oh, it reminds me, I gotta make chicken soup for supper tonight. Cool. ADD, look at those ferrets run. So, let's see. Oh, South Coast. I released South Coast last week. I don't know if I mentioned it on one of the days that I walked between then and now, or I'm not even sure I walked between then and now that I think of it. But South Coast got released. It's not selling a lot. I didn't really expect it to. It's not the most popular of my works. Although it has a small and vocal fan base that likes it a great deal, so If you ever wanted to read it for yourself, now you can. It has a review, a 3-star review, because there's no Ishmael Wong in it. Okay, fine. It's not really space opera because it's not set in outer space, even though all of the forces at work driving everything that happens, almost everything that happens on the planet, comes from outer space, but that's also understandable. It's also expected. They made a comment about if you replaced South Coast with Alaska, it would be the same book. And yeah, except for the orbital shuttles, probably. Except for the flitter, we'd have to change the flitters out for small aircraft. But yeah, it could be the same book, but the same thing could be said for all the share stories. If you traded out the spaceship for a cargo freighter, it's not exactly the same book because we don't have quite the same distances, we don't have the same dynamic, we don't have the same kind of social adjustment. But, in a lot of ways it could be the same book. So I was amused. Okay, 3 stars. Okay, I don't know. It's like, whatever. Reviews are much more about the reviewer than they are about the work. And there's no way I'm going to change it. And there's no way I'm going to not do Cape Grace. Because having been in the innards of South Coast, yeah, I really need to do Cape Grace. And I found out that I've got a typo I need to try to remember to fix, which is Andrea, which is the name I've used in Cape Grace, is really Angela, because that was the name I used in South Coast. So we'll see. I've had a few typo reports. I'm trying to get my webmaster to add South Coast. I may have to look at it and see if I can edit myself to the typo report list. I've only had like 4. And they're relatively minor. So between the edits, I think we've done a pretty good job with the editor and then multiple passes for me looking at specific problems. So we'll see. We'll see if it worked out. I don't know. But yeah, South Coast is up. It's ready. I need to finish getting double share going. I need to start marking up Captain. I want to get double off my plate. I also need to do a correction. Probably need to do a correction in a quarter share. There's a typo in the dedication. There's probably other typos, but yeah, kind of a pain. The problem is that when I retyped it, I typed it wrong. Yeah, okay. It'll happen. Goose? I hear the goose. I don't know if you hear the goose, but I hear the goose. Goose is. Oh, I didn't turn on. Shoot. I didn't reset my ingress. I meant to do that after I started talking so that I could claim the kilometers walked and restore my XM levels. I made it to level 4, for those of you who are keeping track. I've still got about 50,000 AP to go to before I get to level 5. That's going to be a while. I picked up a good amount. I went downtown and hacked a bunch of green portals on Saturday. When I had to take the kid to... Oh, it was so cold. Jesus. Noon on Saturday. I had to take the kid to rehearsal. Blades of Moria. She's in a sword fighting troop. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do with it, but so there, the park has a whole lot of sculptures and a lot of portals, and I went around and hacked pretty much everything in a 2-block radius. Picked up some points. It wasn't enough, but it was a good chunk. I still have to get to level 5. I'm a long way from getting anywhere just because I'm not doing this for hours every day. It's sort of a something to do in passing. A very casual ingress player. It's because I got so much else doing. I've got work to do. I've got books to prepare and produce, and I'm really excited about it, which is a vast improvement over where I was not very long ago, where not only wasn't I very enthusiastic about it, I was dreading it. So yeah, it's funny, we talked about this in therapy, but a little thing like the diagnosis of ADHD, which gave me access to some understanding about what was going on in my brain and how that was being reflected in the world the way I perceive it. And it's also given me tools for how to manage it, how to deal with it. To say, okay, well, you know, if I were nearsighted, I'd wear glasses. So what kind of support structures do I need? That exoskeleton idea, the exoskeleton for my brain, is an important one. I've paid less attention to it the last couple of days because I've sort of been, I don't know, kind of lost in a fog. And I think part of it is because I haven't been walking. So yeah, I need to pay closer attention. Eve Online, I will confess, has taken a little bit bigger bite than I would have preferred, but it's cool. It's fun. It's also feeding the story. I've got new stories coming, and I've got new stuff coming. The Medium community of Tales of New Eden. Got a couple stories there now. I did one, PC Herring did one. I'm trying to get some other people to submit some stories. There aren't that many people who do short fiction with Eve Online. They go play Eve Online and they live the story rather than write the story. And I'm really more interested in stories rather than, oh yeah, I found these guys hanging out on the gate at BTAC 7i7H. BTAC 6. So me and my buds were hanging out in Nosuk. Wormhole stuff. Wormhole life is an interesting subject, and they're changing wormholes up a little bit with the new release coming next month. So it should be amusing. It should be should be something. I'm not quite sure what. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. Somewhere here I've got my recorder. There it is. Tomorrow's another day. It's Thanksgiving. I'm going to try to get out before I have to start baking in the morning, which means I have to get underway like really early, probably 7-ish. And if I manage to pull that off, tomorrow should be a really good day, and I'll talk to you then.